28 degrees today. And now, yeah, that's not good. I got sent in a request for lower temperatures.
No.
But after drinking this, it will be. Okay. So Baruch Hashem, we have tomorrow a very nice short Shmak Adav, so I'll be able to be here and finish on time to get me to the church. So we are up to today, Daftot Givon. And I believe we got up to, we did Shem Mitzrayim already? We just got up to Shem Mitzrayim. Oh, yeah, wonderful. We got up to Chavdal and Amin Aleph. Look at boy. Better than I thought. So here we are on line 4 of today's Daf, Chavdal and Amin Aleph, 32 days in Sfirat HaOmer. Iboy Elohu, Ma'u La'azkir Shel Chanukah B'Birkat HaMazon. Now this is strange because we certainly gotten away from Hanukkah a little bit. We were doing the question, Ner Hanukkah, which one is Odif, then we got into the Yonim of Ner, which according to some Rishonim is Ner Shabbos and Ner Hanukkah. But then we started with Shem and Sreifa, and as Tosis wonders, well, what are we doing back in Hanukkah? Why didn't we push Shem and Sreifa off a little bit? Still going to be talking about Ner's Hanukkah. Interesting question. So, anyway, it's clear that Hanukkah is meant to be mentioned in Tefillah because that's part of its main function. The whole reason that we made Hanukkah, we said earlier, was Kavum Yom Tov in terms of what? Hallel V'Hoda'ah. I mean, if you're not going to mention Hanukkah in Tefillah, where are you going to mention Hanukkah? The question is, though, Birkat HaMazon is something that's done in private. Not Pirsumei Nisa and so on. A person sitting down to bench. Is there a chiyuv to be mazkir Hanukkah in Birkat HaMazon? Do we say kivan d'mirabbananu lo matkirina? Since I understand that if the day was defined as today of Hanukkah vis-a-vis all dinim, so okay, I mean it's Hanukkah. You mentioned Hanukkah the way you mentioned Shabbos in Birkat HaMazon. Of course, Shabbos has the additional advantage of Big Bechaya B'Sa'udah, so Birkat HaMazon is directly the day. Okay, how about Rosh Chodesh? It's not Bechaya B'Sa'udah. We mention Rosh Chodesh in the Birkat HaMazon. So Birkat HaMazon apparently is a function of the day and the things that are done on the day, but Hanukkah is a Rabbanan. So where its Avodah is defined, such as in Tefillah, I understand that I should say it. But does it also define the day in terms of Birkat HaMazon? So do we say, given the midrabananhu, lo matkarina, what's the point of mentioning it in Birkat HaMazon? O dilma mishum prisumenisa matkarina, or did we say that wherever there is even an element of prisumenisa, is Birkat HaMazon in public as well, and even for one's own self, there's a quality of remembering a name. So maybe we should be masculine in all elements of the day. Omar Rava, Omar Rav Schora, Omar Rav Huna, eno maskir. He is not chayev to mention the Hanukkah. We're not mitzakein to mention Hanukkah. The imbala haskir, if someone wishes to be maskir Hanukkah, maskir b'hodah. The place to do it is certainly in no delecha, because the main issue, as we said, was lahalel o lahodot. Rav Huna bar Yehuda ikla levei rava. Savar lat kurei b'bonei Yerushalayim. He wanted to be maskir the Hanukkah, because after all it was allowed to be masked. So he thought the place to say it is where you say Yalav Yovo. You say Yalav Yovo in Bonei Yerushalayim, so why not mention Hanukkah in Bonei Yerushalayim? Amalur of Sheshet, no. It's the same as in Tefillah. When do you mention in Tefillah? You don't say it in Ritzei as part of Binyan Yerushalayim. It's not part of the Tefillah of Binyan Yerushalayim. Despite the fact that Hanukkah could be seen as a celebration of Binyan Yerushalayim, after all, it was a restoration of the Beit HaMikdash, so it's easy to see why I should see it as part of the tefillah for the rebuilding. But nonetheless, the main element of Hanukkah in terms of its takana was lahalil v'lahodot. Certainly you can't take the aspect of the miskeret Yerushalayim and the tefillah of Yerushalayim and put it above the main function of the Hanukkah. Therefore, said Rav Sheshet, if in tefillah, where do we put it? I mean, you got a choice just two paragraphs away. You could put it in Ritzei together with the Aleph Yavo, but we don't. It goes bedavkin hodah, which shows that the main function of it is hodah. So why would you change that for Birkat HaMazon instead of putting it in hodah to put it in Bnei Yerushalayim? Such a, you know, it's interesting if people sort of get used to the, yeah, I guess, okay, it belongs here, see why. But when you see the whole thing spread out, what the possibilities were, and why in fact we do subliminally think, as we're saying, Yalav Yovo, why are we mentioning Hanukkah here? You know, this actually puts everything into focus. So after Birkat HaMazon, Behoda'ah. Speaking of Hoda'ah, Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nihyeh Bedvaro. It's not to say it's only a din in Hoda'ah, Baruch atah. I just mentioned, it's just a remembrance.
You could have put it in Bnei Yerushalayim in Shmoneh Esrei also.
That's right, we did, as I say. Look at Shmoneh Esrei, where did we choose to put it?
Is there an Indian to choose an earlier opportunity to take it?
Apparently not. I mean, that he disregarded. But the question is, where is it most fitting? Iboy Elohu. Mahu lahazkir Rosh Chodesh b'Birkat HaMazon. How about Rosh Chodesh? I mean, Hanukkah, okay, you could say, you told me Hanukkah, I don't have to mention. But the reason I don't have to mention is because you said it's on the Drabanan. Certainly Rosh Chodesh is a Diorayta. So maybe Hanukkah Drabanan, not sorry. But Rosh Chodesh Diorayta now defines the day that it is, and so therefore today I have to mention the day that it is. Sorry. Oh, Dilma. Kiman de lo asur ba'asiyat melacha. Or maybe the point is, I mean, it's not that Rosh Chodesh actually causes any changes in the day. It's not reflected in how I act upon the day. So then maybe there's no point in being maskir in Birkat HaMazon. Lo maskirina. Rav amar maskir, Reb Hanina omer eno maskir. Omer Reb Zreka says, Reb Zreka, Rav, who says maskir, is right. Nekot de Rav biyadecha. The way to act is according to Rav over here. How do I know? Because the Koy Rav Oshia kavate. I know that Rav Oshaya also held the same thing. The Tani Rav Oshaya, yamim sheyesh behem korban musaf. Any day that is mechuyev in a korban musaf. Kegon. Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaShon Moed. So there, Arvit, v'shacharit, u'mincha. Arvit on the night before, shacharit and mincha during the day, mitpalel shvona esrei, you say your 18 brachot, v'omer me'in ha'me'ora ba'avodah. And you mention what it is that is special about the day in terms of the musaf. The musaf is an avodah. So the way in which it's expressed in the tefillah is in the element of tefillah, which is avodah, and therefore I say it in avodah. V'im lo amar, and if I didn't say the avodah, then machzirim oto, then you have to say your tefillah over again. But on all of these days, ein behem kedusha alakos, even though the day I mentioned over here is talking about Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaShamoed, there's no kedusha, and there is nonetheless hazkara b'birkat HaMazon, and notice this beferish over here, that even though it's Rosh Chodesh, it's not a chag, you still say it in Birkat HaMazon. Yamim she'ein behem korban musaf. However, those days where there's no musaf, kegon, sheni v'chamishi v'taniot u'ma'amodot, sheni v'chamishi, whoa, excuse me, sheni v'chamishi? What do you mean there's no korban musaf? There's no nothing. Sheni v'chamishi, why not say shlishi v'revi? I mean, what's about sheni v'chamishi? I mean, you certainly don't mean sheni v'chamishi, sheni, I mean, because you mentioned taniot separately. So what is sheni v'chamishi? Sheni v'chamishi maya v'detayu. What did they ever do to deserve special mention? No, I'm sorry. I mean sheni v'chamishi shel taniot. In other words, where you have special chiyuvim and tefillas on the tainis, which they were gozer for the yeshamim and so on and so forth, or the ma'amadot and the Beit HaMikdash, where again you had all of the special dinim and times and tefillas for the people who were standing in for Klal Yisrael on the Karbonos, together with the Kohanim who were doing the Aveda. So there, Arvit v'shacharitu mincha mitpalel shmoneh esrei, v'omer me'in ha'me'ora b'shomea tefila. Over there, the thing that you're doing is you're being mitpalel as part of your tefillah, not as part of your avodah, not as part of your hoda'ah. Of course, it accounts for why we don't mention Hanukkah here at all. That's not what we're talking about. But there, you would talk about it in shomea tefillah, V'im ein, im lo amar, ein machzirin oto. Since this is an inyan of tefillah, you know, you didn't say it, you weren't mispaz amahake. V'ein behem haskara b'birkat hamazon. And there's no mentioning of the ta'anit and so on in b'birkat hamazon, and therefore, we don't have a problem. Hmm? If you do, on Yom Kippur, you also mask in b'birkat hamazon. So the question is like this. It says over here, arvit mincha, shachritu mincha. We don't do that. We don't say aneinu in arvit. And we don't even say aneinu, really, I mean, except for mincha, because we're afraid the guy won't finish. You know, he's going to pray for the tiniest that he never makes. And, you know, you never know if you'll make it through the day.
You don't fast. Yeah.
Sorry?
You don't fast on arvit.
But even where we do, we don't. We have our Tisha B'Av. We don't say any. We feel as if the tiniest in Arabic. So it's interesting. There's three menhagim. The Ashkenazim, of course, Ashkenazim never trust themselves for anything. So therefore, you know, even Shachris. I mean, I have all bet. You know, Mincha already. Meila. I'll say Mincha a few minutes before Myron. Maybe I'll make it. So, I mean, it's always the derech of the Ashkenazim to say, "Anu lo bikim, anu can't be semech on us for this, can't be semech on us, just be marchmer." So you never know if you're going to finish the tainus. The Svardim are a little bit more, you know, optimistic about life in general. So they, in fact, say anenu b'shachris as well. But Arvis, no, you never know how you'll feel in the morning. The Teimanim are the most optimistic. They say it in Arvis the night before too. It's interesting. Of course, there's tiny. I mean, this is brought by the Rishonim on the Daf. Rashi talks about this. He talks about this problem. But there are other Rishonim who say, what's the difference if you march from the tainus or not? And at the time that you said the tefillah, you're in the tainus. You have every intention of finishing the tainus. I understand you go through life worrying about what's going to be. I mean, you do what you do now. And you hope for the best, you know? I mean, our whole life is like that, so why shouldn't we daven like that? That's the type. Fascinating, huh? The way that... I mean, it's really true. If you look through all of the minhagim of any particular kehilah, it follows an overall mode of living of the kehilah. I don't know, you know, what's the chicken or the egg, but there's no question about it. There's a consistency in the way in which things develop.
Pessimism.
No, pessimism isn't the right number. That's being a little facetious. It's deeper than pessimism, but there's certainly elements of pessimism. No, I think one is Christian, one is Muslim. To some extent, I mean, but there's other elements involved as well, because the Teimanim were there before the Golas. You know, they're still from the Golas region. What do you say in the Olam Yavo on Yom Kippur in Birkat HaMazon?
People. English translation made come up.
Huh?
The English translation of Olam Yavo.
I didn't hear.
The English translation of Olam Yavo says.
Oh, you were speaking English. I wish you.
May it come up.
That's a joke. That was a kid's joke. What's the
problem?
When you grow up.
Yeah. I hear. Why is that determined? Because it changes the nature of the day. It changes the nature of the day. In other words, I have to be master something in which this defines how my day is. If it hasn't had an impact on the day and the halachas of the day, I mean, what does that have to do with my bracha right now? It's a din. It'd be a din b'yalma. Iboyelo. Ma'ala haskir shal chanukah b'musafim. Okay, I got it. Well, it happens, it comes out Rosh Chodesh on Chanukah. Now, of course, that's a rather common occurrence. It happens every year, comes out Rosh Chodesh on Chanukah. But it's a coincidence. I mean, it happens to be a holiday that starts 8 days of Chafei B'Kislev, always manages to bump into Rosh Chodesh. It's certainly not innate to Chanukah, is it? Rosh Chodesh would have been there without Chanukah, and could have conceived the Chanukah without Rosh Chodesh. So now the Shaila is like this. You're telling me that there's a Chiyuv of Halel V'Hoda'ah. That's in terms of Hanukkah. Now I'm going to be making an additional tefillah of a tefillat musafim for Rosh Chodesh. Do I take into consideration the fact that it's Hanukkah on Rosh Chodesh, which is a coincidence, and mention in the tefillat musafim the tefillah of Al-Hanisim? That's my question. Do we say, given the letbe musaf b'didei, lo matkarim, and we say, look, musaf and Hanukkah don't go together. There's no musaf for Hanukkah. So therefore, if I'm saying musaf today, for all intents and purposes, it's a musaf that has nothing to do with Hanukkah. So why should I say now an al hanisim in musaf? Or Dilmor, shall we say, yom hu shechayach barbat tfilot? Today is a day of Hanukkah that has a chiyuv before tefillah. What are you going to say? Part of the tefillah are mityaches to one element of the day, and part are mityaches to another element of the day. Is there such a thing that we in fact relate to days in a non-holistic fashion? There's some aspect of a day, and we live that part of the day, and then there's another aspect of the day we live that as if it's unrelated to the other things. Now, this is a very fundamental question. In other words, does what one lives have to do with the way one experiences the yom as a whole? Therefore, would define all of its dinim, and no matter whether it would have come without it or wouldn't. So, in fact, we find a machlokas. It's two completely different issues. Certainly, no self-respecting brisker Talmud wouldn't have said trei dinim. So what am I going to? I'm going to mix my two dinim over here. I'm going to keep my Rosh Chodesh clear in my mind, and I keep my Hanukkah clear in my mind. And what is this wishy-washiness of Rosh Chodesh / Hanukkah? Fuzzy logic doesn't go. So that's the shita of Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. On the other hand, Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan, the Amrei Tzarvayhu, those who are more into the chain game, they both say, Maskir, you can't have a day that's half and half. It's experienced as it is. Omer Abayel, Rav Yosef, other Ravun and Ravuna, the Rabu. Actually, Ravun and Ravuna's psak, that a no Maskir, its source is Rav. The Omer of Gidalom and Rav. Rosh Chodesh is a similar, an interesting, similar case. A Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbat. Had it been only Rosh Chodesh, would you have mentioned, would you have had a maftir? There's no haftorah on Rosh Chodesh. So when you're doing the maftir, you are experiencing the avodah of Shabbos, irrelevant of the fact that it's also Rosh Chodesh. Should you talk about Rosh Chodesh, v'yom ha-shabbos hazeh, v'yom ha-rosh chodesh hazeh? Does anybody remember hearing those words? No. So since there wouldn't have been a maftir for Rosh Chodesh, we don't mention Rosh Chodesh. So apparently we don't experience in a day all of the elements of the day, even those things that are irrelevant.
Even those where the maftir is the result of that.
What do you mean? Even where we chose the maftir because it's Rosh Chodesh. That's an interesting point. That's all we're talking about. Why mention it? Machar Chodesh even. That's a very good point. So Rav says over there, Amaftir b'navi b'shabbat, eino tzarich l'azkir shel Rosh Chodesh. There's no point in mentioning Rosh Chodesh. Yomoi Shabbat in navi b'Rosh Chodesh. If it hadn't been Shabbat today, who would have thought about a navi on Rosh Chodesh? Therefore, same thing today. It's Musaf. If it hadn't been Rosh Chodesh, who would have thought about davening Musaf on Hanukkah? Therefore, we should not say it in Musaf. No, wait. Me dummy, it's not similar at all. There, the concept, remember, there's two different issues over here. The concept of a Navi, this simply doesn't exist on Rosh Chodesh. For Rosh Chodesh to throw itself into elements that are not part of your experience of Rosh Chodesh indeed doesn't make sense. So like a klal, there's no such idea as a Navi. But Harcha, what are you going to say? I shouldn't mention, is there an idea of tefillah? Is it an idea of halav odor b'tefillah? So it happens to be that the day has an extra tefillah. So in that tefillah, there's no halav odor. It's a completely different issue. There's obviously an experience of tefillah and the dinim of tefillah because of Hanukkah itself. This particular expression of tefillah wouldn't be there. Fine, so what? I understand that. I certainly am not going to be masking something that is completely irrelevant to Hanukkah, but tefillah is not irrelevant to Hanukkah. So why not say the halav odor and Muslim as well? Therefore, says the Gemara, Midami, in what way do you see that as a proof? Hatam over there, by Rosh Chodesh and Shabbat, Navi b'Rosh Chodesh leka klal. There's no such thing as a concept of a Navi on Rosh Chodesh. Rezacha, ite be'arvit, v'shachrit, u'mincha, you have your tefillot already three other times. If you want to compare it to something that Rav said, I would say compare it to the following. Elohad, Danya, The Omer of Achtavoy, Omer of Mas, Omer Rav, Yom Tov Shechaliot B'Shabbat. Here we have an interesting din. Of course, it's not Nogeya As. Because, look at these next words. Hamaftir b'navi b'mincha b'Shabbat, Ein tzarich lazkir she Yom Tov. Fascinating halacha. When you do your maftir on Shabbat mincha, when was the last time you did that? There's some who changed it. And Rav Haigon says, Vashem atov yechaper ba'adam, making their little hagos in the Gemara. But no, it was apparently a minhag that Rashi brings over here, matzati b'tshuvat ha-geonim, shayu regilim lekrot navi b'shabbatot v'mincha. They had a 10 posik haftorah.
You make a fortune in somebody.
Isn't this amazing? Yeah. Now, Tosis, Rashi brings a historical mice. They were gozer, but they parsing. They were gozer that it was, you shouldn't do this anymore. Once it was mufsek because of political problems, they never reinstated it. Okay. Tosis points out that it says beferish in Megillah, in the Mishnah, that b'sheni b'chamishi b'shabbat b'mincha ain maftir in b'navi. So how could there be a minhag? That's the opposite of the Mishnah. Therefore, says Tosfos, it was not a Haftorah in the Navi. It was a Haftorah in Ksuvim, which became, in our days, a Pirkei Avos. In other words, there was an inyan to learn on Shabbos Dafka, and if he brings from the Gemara, that in Narga they had a minik to be Paskei B'Ksuvim. Paskei Sidra B'Ksuvim B'Minchos. They would always have a drasha. They ended a drasha, they would bring psukim from Ksuvim. That became already begetter connected with Kriyas HaTorah, and they read it as if it was like HaTorah in the Navi. And that became, when they were mevatel that, a minhag stam, we should sit, we should learn, and so on, as part of the Sidra. So Memela, there was indeed such a minhag, and it's interesting that Rav Haigon brings, when people sent him a letter asking, what is this all about? He says, even today, there's places in Poras and Madai that continue to have this minhag. So again, I mean, Rashi didn't know of it already, but there are such letters.
What's the impact in Gozer, there is a little loss of who? Going or Gozer?
The government.
They cared after the minhag, not the morning.
I would suspect, my own sense of this, I would suspect, but again, I mean, it's completely a boichsor, which I hate saying, but we find similar issues that occurred when they were gozer against Tkiah Shofar, so they moved Tkiah Shofar into a different place where they were maskir other tefillahs in strange places because the goyim were waiting to see if the Jews were going to be maskir. That it could be that all of the psukim that of the tadchumim and so on bothered them. What Pesach Migdash? What there's going to be a Pesach? What the goyim are going to be destroyed? What there's going to be a Gog and Magog?
Revolution
bothered them. So they moved it to Mincha, where they didn't, and they found out about the Mincha, it goes against the Mincha. That's what it sounds like. But I don't have any, there's not enough historical data, at least not that I'm aware of, that would, but, you know, the Rashi says it, but Vosepis, all of a sudden, the Parsim didn't like Haftorah Mincha. That's what it sounds like.
Ashkenazim maybe, but.
I just heard last night from you, Rapport, as far as being discussed by experts, the directions of the shuls are funny in the Galil and the Golan, right?
Yeah.
So let's suggest maybe because if you were building it facing Yerushalayim, that was a clear message.
Ah,
it's brilliant, no?
Yeah.
So now that you can do is true historically, that's it. It's just a chabur structure. Maybe it's with the guard outside, and that's why the door is over here. So
really?
you know, maybe that's why you don't find the Aron. It would explain so many things.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, interesting.
It's a slur. It's a slur.
It is very disturbing. It just seems to be totally random.
The direction.
The directions of the show, it's always bothered me. What's going on there?
The direction was not towards...
It was not towards Yerushalayim. The thing was a political... In other words, the Romans left them alone, but not if you're going to turn Yerushalayim into the merkaz of your thinking. Something fascinating. Yeah, you find the opposite. That was the famous response to the earthquake in Tzfat. The early earthquake in Tzfat, the devastating earthquake in Tzfat at the time, you know, the Pasach Shul, where the famous thing where they were timing that Yerushalayim Tovat et al Bona, that everybody was settling in Tzfat, nobody was being masked in Yerushalayim, And the destruction of Tzfat was a tefiah of Yerushalayim. Why are people only thinking about Tzfat? It's interesting. So the Galil always was not to mention Yerubim ben Nevat, so we won't talk about those guys, but they certainly didn't face towards Yerushalayim.
Since Rabbi said it, there's Maisa where Rabbi Yehuda Nasi sent, I think it's Rabbi Chiya, to go to, I forgot the name, but to go be Mekadesh, the moon in a particular place. So this, some contend, In Tav, is that right?
Yeah.
In Tav, that is like near Beit Shemesh, near Rabba, etc. Why? At least it should be done in Yehuda, but quiet, etc.
Tav. So here, in any event, we're looking to some similar halacha. You want to find a day which has the same concept, but which this particular expression of the concept wouldn't have appeared. Okay, that would be what we're looking for. We have a day that has the concept, meaning tefillah, three tefillah. This particular tefillah wouldn't have, this instance of the concept wouldn't appear. So this instance of Musaf is not really Hanukkah-oriented. You're saying, therefore, it does not have to be mentioned. You want to look to Rav. Here's the case that we have. We have a maftir, and we certainly have a maftir during the day, but of Yom Tov. We just don't have a maftir in the afternoon during Yom Tov. And there, Rav said, don't mention Yom Tov in the brach of the maftir in the afternoon, even though there's a maftir in the morning, because today you wouldn't have had a maftir in the afternoon because of Yom Tov. Now that, there you go. So in Shabbat ain't you wouldn't have had your maftir in Yontif. But the truth is, let all of the above is wrong. Now Rashi learns all of the above includes Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Rav Gidol as well. So in other words, when we said over here, don't Rav Gidol Amarab, Rosh Chodesh Chaliot b'Shabbat, don't mention Rosh Chodesh and Minchada, that's wrong. Says Tosus, that's not wrong. Rashi, should everybody was motivated to that. The issue that we had wasn't with the question of Haskoras, Rosh Chodesh in the morning, because the Gemara said, Rosh Chodesh has no connection to Musaf. That's not the part that we're being dove here. And in fact, Tosus brings, the Rabbi Ofanano, and the Ri, certainly do not say. Nobody says it. Halacha l'maaseh, we paskin like Rav Gidol. Nobody mentions Rosh Chodesh and the Maftir on Shabbos. So, but let's heal the circle, kol ha'nishmaitzah, all of the above, again, according to Rashi, even Rav Gidol, according to Tosfos, besides that one case, which is so unique, Elaki ha'diyam Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, actually we paskin as Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi paskin, that Yom HaKippurim, Shechal Liyot B'Shabbat, here's another example of exactly the same thing. You have on Yom Kippur an extra tefillah, a tefillah of Ne'ilah. But it's also Shabbos. Now on Shabbos you don't have a Ne'ilah. So the question is, do you mention Shabbos in Ne'ilah, Yom HaShabbos HaZeh, Yom HaKippurim HaZeh? Or do you say, well, wouldn't have been Yom Kippur, I mean for Shabbos you wouldn't have a Ne'ilah. Same thing as Musaf, conceptually, it's the same thing as Musaf on Hanukkah, which is a Rosh Chodesh. I would have to mention the Hanukkah for your sake. And yet, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi says, even in the Ilan Yom Kippur, Tzarich Laskir Shal Shabbos, you must mention Shabbos, because it's a Yom Ushanit Chayev Barbat Tfilot. This is a day that has four tfilas. So this is a day called the day of Shabbos and Yom Kippur. So that means Hanukkah, which is a Rosh Chodesh, is a day. It's a din in the yom. It's a day that has an extra tefillah, so it has three tefillahs today instead of two. So Mamela, I have to say it.
But, not
including Arabic here. We're talking about.
Right. Is it matter of Yom Kippur is like the Shabbos, well, Shabbos is it? It's given a name.
No. There's different elements. I mean, you say the same thing about every Yom Tov, Shabbaton, and so on. Okay. Yeah. Now, aren't you contradicting yourself? You just said that halachas like Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi about Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur, but we also know that we paskin like Rava, the Kaiman Hilchata Ki Rava. Rava says, the Yom Rava, Yom Tov Shechali Yot Shabbat. Where is the one other place where we have such an interesting situation?
Yeah,
And one of the places that we have is on Arvis of a Leil Shabbos, which is also Yontif, right? Where we have a whole extra piece that the Chazan says after Ma'ariv, which he never says during the week. If it had only been Yontif, we wouldn't say it. But on Shabbos, we say it. Do you mention it? It's great. So we have yet another example of that. It's beautiful how the Gemara manages to bring in all of the cases, each time asking it as a question and showing the difference. Right? But we have exactly the same question. We have a Yontif, Shechal Liyot B'Shabbat. The Shliach Tzibur, that's Yoreg Lifnei HaTeva Arvit, which of course normally you don't have an Arvit at all, a Shliach Tzibur that's Yoreg Lifnei HaTeva, because there's no Chazor HaShatz. But on Shabbos, you do have a brief Chazor HaShatz, which is what we do right afterwards. There, you don't mention Yontif. So you don't say Yom HaShabbos as a Yom Chag HaPesach as a, there's no mentioning of Yontif. And the truth is, when you read that, you're wondering how, what happened. Like everything else, I'm being careful to say Yom HaShabbos is there, Yom Chag, or whatever it is today. And here I only say, stop, Kaddish HaShabbos. Why? Because Il Mole Shabbat, Ein Shliach Tzibur Yoreid Arvid B'Yom Tov, there wouldn't have been a Chazoras HaShatz of Ma'ariv on a Chag. So why would you mention a Chag? Now here's exactly the same case. You're telling me there's a din of Yom Shechayev be'ex tefilot. So over here, there should be a Yom Shechayev be'chazarat ha-shatz parvit, and it's also Shabbos and also Yontif. So mention Yontif. No. Come on, that's not fair. Harchi hashta, please. I mean, the truth is, it's not that Shabbos is a day that requires chazaras ha-shatz in Meir. There's no such halacha. You know why we have that? Why do we have that at night? We learned in Brachos why we have that. There's no din of Chazora. We have it because we're afraid that when it comes Leil Shabbos, people who generally don't get the shul for Ma'ariv, on Leil Shabbos get the shul for Ma'ariv. Because they stop working early, they come home to prepare for Shabbos. But they come late. You come back from work, you got a few minutes to get ready for Shabbos. On. It's very often people come late. They'll come late. The shuls in those times were outside of the Yishuv. So everyone who was there, heirs, the shayorship, so the heiresses, they show up early. They daven, and meanwhile these poor guys are coming in from the office, and they're running in, they're just managing to get the Shmoneh Esrei. These guys are finishing, and they're all going to walk home, leaving these poor people on their own, and to be attacked by all of these monsters that are hiding around the shul waiting for some poor little Jew boy who's coming back late from shul. So therefore, we were going that everybody should stay late by having to sit around for the Chazor HaShatz. By the time the Chazor HaShatz is over, everybody has finished their daven.
Exactly 2 minutes.
Yeah, but you know, once you get into the thing, already becomes schleppish. You know, in a normal Meir, everybody runs out. That's it, the one.
So at the end of the day, there is no real
chiyuv. So there's not even a chiyuv on Shabbos. We're going to say, Yom HaShechayev. But it doesn't say Yom HaShechayev. Now, normally, on Yontif, we don't do this. So that's the question. Why on Yontif don't we do it? It's different. People come back home from the office early on Yontif, Erev Yontif also. So why Yontif don't we have the same takkan anyway? There's different approaches. Some say Yontif we don't do because you don't have that much to do before because you're allowed to still do things afterwards. On Shabbos, you're busy getting out of here. You can't do malach at all over here. Malach of its circle called nefesh. If you don't get it done before, you'll do it afterwards. So therefore, you'll be able to be in time for davening.
What does that have to do with the men? What does that have to do with the men?
Oh, look at this. This is how they live in Montreal. Oh. Maybe we should all be living in Montreal. Others say, this is two other interesting approaches, there are many other approaches, but two very fascinating approaches. One is that the Gemara says that monsters lay in wait, dafka, lele revi'ais and lele shabbatot. So if it's a yontev, doesn't mean that the monsters are waiting for you. Because there is no mazikim, but there will be yuchat for tonight. So we don't have to worry about it. Another pshat is an interesting thing.
And they didn't check the luach, so they don't know that guy's going to be stuck in shul.
Because
normally they know Friday night the guys they can get. They come to
The other pshat is that on Yontev you can bring the flashlight. On Shabbos it's in the dark, so the mazikim will get you. But on Shabbos, why should it be in the dark? On Yontev, why should it be in the dark? You bring a lantern on Shabbos. On Yontev. And so b'meila you'll be able to, you know, use the garlic and the lantern and the whole thing and get rid of them. From the melee, we don't have to make a takan.
Use the fire under the
table. Maybe the jimin is in buggy.
And wear a candle. You never took a candle around on Yom Tov. See? You sure? Consider it to be the tzara. Okay. It's fascinating. But in any event, we don't have such a takan on Yom Tov. We do have such a takan on Shabbos. So what are you going to say? You can't possibly say, I mean, that it's a day that's chayiv in this new day. It's not that there's a din in Shabbos, you have to have chazaras hashabbos. It's rabbanan hu takune mishum sakana. The whole thing was basically to make it possible for people to be relaxed and have able to pray without fear of walking home alone. Aval hacha yomu shenet chayiv barbat filot. Over here, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, who talks about Yom Kippur Shechal B'Shabbos, it really is a din in a day. And this is a day that's chayev in four separate filot, including the ilah. The last case that we had, the Mishnah says, V'lo ba'aliyah, and then for some reason we get into the question of whether it's Echad Mevushal, Echad She'eino Mevushal. Isn't that the same thing? Chachomim Hayinu Tana Kama. We said, Loba chelev, which is any chelev. So what's aliyah is different than anything else? I mean, what's nafkinu between a chelev aliyah and chelev? So chachomim haynu tana kama. Ikabinayu, the Rav Bruno, amarav velo mesayimi. That's the nafkamina. If I now put in the oil, mix the oil we had before, what's the din if you mix oil with other oils that are not kosher? So you change the surface tension and now it burns freely. Do I have a gezerah not to use that oil because I'll come to use that oil itself? That's the machlokas over here. V'lo mesayimi, it's not clear. I mean, there's no indication which shita of the chachom, the original v'lo b'chelev, or the second Tana Kama, the lo ba'aliyah, whether they're saying the chumrah or the first ones are saying the chumrah. But clearly that seems to be the machlokas.
The melted fat, one is the solid fat?
No. That was just the part of that break. There's no difference. You're asking everything, what's the difference between aliyah and chelev? That we spoke about briefly. The question is whether there's a difference between kosher fats and non-kosher fat. That's just to make it clear that there's no difference.
Aliyah is
kosher. Yeah.
There are fats on that you have to take off.
Yeah.
Shuman and not a chelev.
Yeah.
Ein
matlikin b'shemen tzrifa b'yom tov. Now, we said earlier that the Ein Matlikin, according to Rav Chisda, is actually part of the first Mishnah. And it's explaining why it is that you can't light B'Shemen Tzreif on Shabbos. That it's some learn literally that because it's referring to a Shabbos, which is Yom Tov. But others learn, like Dov Ben Hanano we mentioned yesterday, that it's a Gzeira every Erev Shabbos, because of an Erev Shabbos that's called on a Yom Tov. So that Ein Matlikin B'Shemen Tzreif B'Yom Tov either can be learned separately or together with the first Mishnah. Makes a big nafkamina, by the way. Because if Ein Matlikin B'Shemen Tzreif B'Yom Tov, you have to ask yourself, when are you matlik for Yom Tov? Are you matlik before or after? If you're matlik for Yom Tov before Yom Tov, the same way that you're matlik on Shabbos before Shabbos, so I'm not burning kachim on Yom Tov. It's Erev Yom Tov. What's the problem? This became a whole big issue, a very bitter issue, whether women should light neres before Yom Tov or they should light on Yom Tov. And it actually depends how you're learning the Mishnah over here. Right? If it's part of the first, it's not explaining Yom Adlikim Bishar on a regular for Yom Tov. It's saying we're making Gzera on Shabbos because Ein Matlikin B'Yom Tov, where the Erev Shabbos is the Yom Tov. Right? Okay? Yeah, we'll talk about it. I hope we'll forget the Chazori, where we're going to fall behind because of tomorrow. We learned before that Itron is the Psurta de Zivta, which is the clear liquid that has a very pungent odor. And Bipnei Kvod HaShabbat, because of the smell, it's not correct to use such a thing on Shabbos. And therefore, Rabbi Yishmael says you cannot use it. V'chachamim matirin b'chol hashemanim. The Chachamim say any type of oil is perfectly all right, if not the ones that were listed in the beginning, which have problems in how they burn. But you can use, and now follows a list, which we'll see in the Gemara, was a very practical list, in that each shemen that is mentioned here in the Mishnah is a shemen which was the shemen hamidina, the common oil that was used in a particular location. And therefore, there was a lot of resistance to Rabbi Yishmael. As we'll see later on in the Gemara, they stood up and said, and what are people who live there supposed to do? Only use X? And what are people who live there supposed to do? Only use Y? And so on. So the Mishnah indeed lists now the X, Y, and Z of all of those places. You can be Madlik, Frigwa Shemen, Sumsemin, you can use sesame oil, you can use Shemen Egozim, all of these things, of course, we still use today. Sesame oil, shemen agozim, you only use on Pesach, but, and only if it's the badats, you can use the cotton oil. And shemen tsinono, so that's a tough one. I never heard of radish oil. That's a really good one.
Very organic.
I'm sure it's not the radish itself. The shemen dagim, that also seems like an awfully smelly one. The shemen pakuot, now listen, pumpkin shemen, but actually pakuot is more of gourds. So there's some gourds which you can get a shemen out of. Don't tell me that I've got a different translation than Uncle Art there. I see that face. What?
A member of the gourd family.
Okay, good enough. The Yitran, which we just spoke about, and even with kerosene, Rubenev, that's what they use. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Ein Madlikin on the Shemen Zayis Bavad. You know all of this stuff. You can't even use even kosher oils. You can only use Shemen Zayis. My time. Now, why does the Mishnah say you cannot light Shemen Sreifa on Yom Tov? The reason is, the Fishein Sorfim Kodeshim Yom Tov. You can't burn Kodeshim on Yom Tov. How do we know that? Omer, Hiskia, Vachain Tonadavet, Hiskia, Omer, Kro, Veloto Tiro Mimeno Adboker. What's the ad boker twice for? You just said, don't leave it to the morning. And what you did, meaning, and what you did leave till the morning. So you're repeating ad boker, it's completely redundant. So ma tam, shein tam ad lomer ad boker. The Torah didn't have to restate ad boker. Ma tam ad lomer ad boker. Ba katuv li ten lo nu boker sheini, misrei fatal. Let's say it would have said, vanotar mimeno. So then Be'esh Tisrof would have meant Ad Boker, meaning the first morning. Therefore, it's being Meramis to us, but the first morning is Yom Tov. You mustn't burn it the first morning. Ad Boker, you have to wait till the next morning and burn it during Chol HaMoed. That's a different issue. So then Be'elah, you're like, well, what's wrong if I burn it on Yom Tov? It's a mitzvah to burn it. So you see, you mustn't burn it on Yom Tov. Are you two ganging up? Maybe.
Taking turns.
So, I mean, this is a very difficult kind of limud, as Tosis points out. I mean, what does that have to do with the case that we have? We're talking about burning struma. Shemin Sreifa is struma. We're not talking about burning kachim in your house. I mean, obviously I can't burn kachim because it's a chilul Yom Tov, right? I mean, I can't use it. So, Otsurvano. So, why would I be burning it on Yom Tov? Only because I'm trying to do the mitzvah. Okay, whatever. So, the Torah says, no, now's not the time. Yeah. But shemen of Truma, I'm allowed to be an Ephraim. So, I mean, what, you tell me that there's a blanket Isser to burn everything? Anything that's a mitzvah is an Isser to burn?
Who can benefit from the Truma? Just
a Kohen. So if the Kohen's got true, I mean, that's true about it, even during the week. And that would have nothing to do with the issue here. Well, obviously talking about someone who owns Truma, and he's a Kohen, he's being allowed to be Nena from the Truma. So he puts it in his lamp. It's tummy. He can't eat it. Puts his lamp on burning. That's its primary use. So I understand, what am I doing wrong? To extrapolate from kutchum to truma? It's like one has absolutely nothing to do with the other. And the pasuk doesn't even give you a remez that you're supposed to be applying this to truma. Well, this truma is called kodesh, or some kind of magic. Doesn't make any sense at all. Very strange. So the rivatinus, maybe the very fact that shemen sreifa, there's a mitzvah in its sreifa, makes it worse. It's a fascinating svara. It's saying if you're doing something to be nana, but lemaisa, in doing this act, you would have to do it even if you weren't being nana, because there's a mitzvah to do it. Is that called malacha v'tzarchocho nefesh, because it's for you, or does an incidental use that you get out of something that had to be done primarily for something else, that's not called tzarchocho nefesh? And he goes into various places where this question comes up, bichlal, where we have exactly the same issue. I mean, can you bake the shtei alechem on Shavuos? No. Why not? What do you mean? Why can't you bake it? I'm saying you're going to eat it. It's terrible enough. But why can't you bake it? Why should it be less fresh? So you see, apparently, that where you're doing something with tzarach mitzvah, where agav that mitzvah, the kohanim will now be zocher from Shulchan Gavoa. That's not called you're doing it for your own over. Fascinating. A whole issue, which might have other implications in cases of primary usages and secondary usages that come up all the time. That's his approach. The Ri's approach is that the Gemara is taking for granted that we would have to be geyser truma atukashi. In other words, in order for people to know that I mustn't be osek in burning kachem on yantav, they have to get in their minds, in people's mind, truma is kodesh. That's what they call kodesh today. So mela we asered one agav the other. But it's interesting that the word just takes it for granted. Ein tzarf from kachem, and therefore you understand that ein tzarf from truma.
Only applies to kohanim
right, otherwise it would be awesome.
Only applies to kohanim.
I mean, half of this room is kohanim. Be careful who you're sitting next to. Okay, that's one approach. Abaya Amar. Abaya says the Torah specifically addresses the burning of Truma and Kachet. Omar Kro, Olat Shabbat b'Shabbato, V'lo Olat Chol b'Shabbat, V'lo Olat Chol b'Yom Tov. The Torah is stressing over here that you can do things that are necessary for the day when it comes to Shabbat, by extension when it comes to Yom Tov. Things that are not part of the day's Aveda, you don't do on that day. Rav Omar, Omar Kro, Hu Levado, Yeaseh Lachem. What does it say, Hu Levado? What's the pshat? That is anything which you require, says the Torah. Anything that's a mikra, kadesh, whatever is komalacha, but ach asher yeachel lechol nefesh, whatever is going to be eaten by anybody, hu levado yeaseh lechem, that alone. What do you say? Yeaseh lechem. And what's the hu levado yaseh lechem? So who comes to tell me the thing you can do, but not the thing that makes it possible to do the thing, which is makshirin? So you have to do a mitzvah. Okay, fine. I mean, you have to do an achila. Can you also make a pot to do the achila? So makshirin you can't do. So who v'lo makshirin? And why does it say levado? Levado comes to tell me that and only that has to be a reference to something that otherwise I would have done. What's that? V'lo mila shelo bizmana da'at yevakal v'chomer. Since I would have made a kal v'chomer from tzorah, that mila, by definition, is doche tzorat. So if the orla has tzorat, you're not allowed to shamalach b'negat tzorat. Nonetheless, one removes the orla, despite the fact that he's being over on ishamar b'negat tzorat. But the thing is, that tzorat is doche avoda. Right? In other words, it's very chomor. But Shabbos is doche avoda. It's a kosher kain. The mila, even though it's shalom is manav, it's going to be doche the tzorat, it should be doche the Shabbos. Comes along, it's there to tell me, no, wait until Sunday to do the Mila Shalom Bizmana. Okay, but meanwhile, we see from here that any mitzvah that doesn't have a kviyut zman is not included. So this doesn't have a kviyut zman. Do this mitzvah some other time. I said, but I have a chiyuv. I'm supposed to be soreif. Fine, but it's not docha the iser soreif on yontif. Rav Ashi says it's obvious why it wouldn't be docha. It says Shabbaton. Every yontif is a Shabbaton, correct? Yom HaRishon Shabbaton, Yom HaShvi'i Shabbaton. The Torah always refers to Shabbaton. Shabbaton is a mitzvah taseh. That means shvut, be shovet. Not only don't do malacha, be shovet. In which case, it turns out that every yontif is both an aseh and a lo taseh. How can the chiyav aseh of the esh tisrofu, the noser, how can that chiyav aseh be docha, both a chiyav aseh and a lo taseh? You want to come and say, I have a mitzvah, it's docha lo taseh. It certainly can't be docha. An aseh together with the lo taseh. So in aseh, docha, lo taseh v'aseh. And therefore, there's no way that I could do it on yontif. Since I cannot do it on a yontif, again, question is that a gzera? I can't do it on any Erev Shabbos. I can't do it on an Erev Shabbos, which is yontif. And since I can't do it for kachim, I can't do it for truma, depending on which approach we take with the Baalei Tosfos as to why to go to truma from kachim. Good. We'll see you Bezrat Hashem tomorrow morning. On time, bright and early as usual. And you'll have to be mevater on a little bit.